League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. You can submit your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. If you don't submit questions, we won't have a show. So please submit your questions. You'll always remain anonymous. I'll never say your name on camera because I want to protect you and the innocent children of the world. With that, let's get started. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very serious illness that has threatened my life since I was little. It is a disease that limits my physical capabilities and hinders my intimacy with women. The disease is known as micropenis. I'm talking Mr. Chow from The Hangover 2. As a man yourself, I expect you to know how serious this has taken a toll on my life. I'm afraid to advance my relationships with women because of the inevitable. I thought that maybe if I make enough money, she won't care about the size. But I know this isn't realistic. They say it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. But I'm working with a tugboat, a life raft, if you will. So my question is, should I own my size and subject to a life of stopping doors from hitting the wall and protecting thumbs from sewing mishaps, or change genders and have lesbian sex for the rest of my life? Any advice would help out a stub like me. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at your little wee-wee. You got a little wee-wee? Listen, man, let me tell you first things first. People laugh and people eat hot dogs and bratwurst, but at baby showers, people eat Vienna sausages too. Every meat has its place. You're not a full course meat. You're an appetizer meat, okay? You're like, hey, I ain't gonna get you full. But while the burgers are in the oven and the lasagna's coming, I'm gonna hold you over type of pain, okay? I'm a whore's divorce, okay? I'm not gonna finish the whole thing off, but I'm gonna stop the hunger from raging on. And listen, if you really think about it, tugboats, they pull the big boats. Life raft saves lives. But you want to know how to have great sex with your little baby wiener? Here's what you do. Pastor Wilson has a video that made the rounds on the internet. I don't suggest you search it out, but there's other things you can do to get the party started. An appetizer of sex, if you will. A foreplay, a charcuterie board before the main course. I saw this thing on the internet on Twitter. It came down my timeline. I'm ashamed. It's like an extendo wee-wee. You can like stick another full-size penis on your little baby penis, okay? And then you have it real. It's like a Power Rangers. You'd be like, wee-wee. And then it'll be like, and then you can have real sex. Listen, there's only so much licking you can do. People like that, but they also like the fullness thereof. Have a conversation with your wife. You say, look, baby, look at me naked. Okay? It's a baby out there. Do you even like sex? What other ways can we do the sex? Is there some other tools we can use to help? If you're a man and you have like a strap-on on, you're still a man. Just put it on top of your weenie and you tell your weenie, look, this is just for sometimes. Not all the times. Don't take it personal. Okay. But listen, think of all the benefits of having a real weenie on top of your main weenie. You could have sex for longer, better, much longer. Man, regular men, we got refractory periods. You know, you have a little sex. Oh, I got to take a nap. I got to wait for it to get big again. You don't have to worry about that. Get a vibrator. Now you have electric penis. You just got to get creative. Have a conversation with your girl. Don't own it all the way. Don't be like, hey, girl, I'm finna tear you up. Because then she sees that. She's like, you ain't finna tear nothing up. All you do is put the little holes in three ring hole punch paper. That's your job. Okay? Everybody don't want their black blown out. Or date a really small person, like a little person. Be like, is this big to you? Well, although their big torsos and their limbs are just smaller. And, you know, that's not going to work. Sex toys, man. You got to introduce sex toys to the bedroom and tell your girl to take you for everything, all you are. All of me is a little peen, okay? Or pray for it. pray to the Lord and say, God, give me a little bit more. I need just a little more wee wee. I'm sorry, Erica Campbell. I shouldn't have done that to your song. That was a great gospel song. I'm going to move on because I don't want to help you. You shouldn't have lesbian sex, though. But be proud of your little tugboat, man. You be proud. Dear Kev, my boyfriend of over a year cheated on me with his new manager, who just so happens to be a toothless, supposed former drug addict who was convicted of pimping out young women. He then broke up with me and started seeing her. How do you get over such a betrayal from someone who was once your best friend? Simple. You hurt him worse. You don't cheat on him with his best friend. That's what people would expect you to do. You don't revenge porn him. No, here's what you do. You go find his grandpa, Pop Pop. Go to his nursing home, Whispering Willows Home for Seniors. And you say, Hot Pop, Pop Pop, I'm finna throw this thing on you. And then you make video, okay, with you and Pop Pop engaged in nefarious activities. And then you send that to him. Oh, you wanna cheat on me with my toothless drug addict manager? Well, look what your grandpa was doing. He wasn't playing Bid Whiz. Nah, he was all up in this butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you thought he had Jell-O that day. Nope, that was my butt. And it's consensual. Make sure he doesn't have, like, Alzheimer's or dementia or anything like that. Don't take advantage of Pop-Pop. But say, hey, Pop-Pop, you over here looking good with your little saggy body, boy. Ooh, I'm going to throw that thing on you. Now, you make sure Pop-Pop lives, because you know them older men, you start twerking on him, he might have a heart attack. But then also, that might be the ultimate revenge. Like, man, I threw that thing on your Pop-Pop and he died, and that's your fault. Nah, don't kill his grandpa. Directly. Indirect, as a result of great sex. I mean, that's getting back at him. Or you can do the healthy thing, which is move on with your life. Let me tell you what breaks your ex's heart. You being happy. You don't have to punish him with revenge sex with his grandfather. Just move on with your life. Garden. Read books. Take pictures of your life as if he never existed. That's true pain. True pain is you just moved on without me. You just happy? Oh, no, I can't live with that. Just move on, baby girl. You'll be fine. Next question. My question is, of course, about dating. I'm a 27-year-old woman and have never had sex due to the choice to avoid fornication. However, I've had moments of weakness when my boyfriend at the time would not respect the boundaries I set up, such as not staying too late at my place and keeping his hands in appropriate places. I admit, it is by my mistake the moments of weakness happened and came really close to sex, because it's very difficult when you love a person to not be physical when alone. How can I make sure I'm with someone who will respect my preferred physical boundaries and not eventually try to convince me to have sex 2 months or even 2 years into a relationship? Here's what you do. Keep a musty cooch, okay? For your benefit and his. You got musty cooch, musty underarms. When he start getting too close, he'd be like, whoo! This smell like a tackle box. You got fish bait in here? You got worms? You got minnows? What's happening here? Never shave your underarms, your legs, your nether regions. Make yourself as unattractive as possible. Hideous, even. Oh, I used to wear natural deodorant, but it irritates my skin, so now I don't wear nothing. And I do not wipe good. Still want some sex with me? It stinks down there. He's going to be like, nah, I'm good. Or get a chastity belt. You know, like the movies where they have metal and chains on it. Or just never be alone in the dark times. Here's the analogy I used to give my kids when I used to teach teen Bible study at church. If you're going to play Shaq one-on-one, or if you're going to guard Shaq, you can never let him get the ball in the paint. If you let Shaq get the ball in the paint, he's going to dunk the ball. And this is what's happened with you and your boyfriend. You're letting him in the paint, and he's trying to dunk his balls. And you can't let him. You got to front him. You got to be on the outside. You got to deny. When it's dark outside, you got to go, man. Why? Because when it's nighttime, it's the right time for the devil's playtime. That all rhymed, so you know it's true. Do not let him stay over late, because he will try and sex you. You might try and sex yourself. You can't give yourself opportunities for sex. No sex in the champagne room. You cannot give yourself no chance for sex, okay? As simple as that. As soon as you let yourself open for the opportunity for sex, he gonna take it. 2 years, 2 months, 20 years? me and my wife successfully did not have sex, and most of it was just not being around each other after 7. Because that's when I like to kiss and lick. You know what? You'll never get kissed and licked down there if your balls stink. And man, you got to treat your balls like the rest of your body. They've got to be clean, freshed, and fragrant. That's why Manscaped is here for you. It's the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Listen, you brush your teeth because you want your breath to be fresh. You put deodorant under your arms because you want your body to be fresh. And you stop at your balls? The thing that stinks the most? You telling me you got unkempt balls out here? Just Harry and the Hendersons? How dare you? Also, if you have a little wee-wee like the guy in the first question, shave your balls. It gives the appearance of bigger wiener. It doesn't make it bigger. It just looks bigger. You know, like objects in the mirror are bigger than they appear. Fresh, shaved, clean balls are bigger than they appear. Manscaped has redefined the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't snick or snag your nuts. And I can attest. And it's waterproof. I shower my balls And it's waterproof. I shave my nuts in the shower. No nick, no scrape, no nothing. Manscaping accidents are a thing of the past. Don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. And I know some of y'all do it. Manscaping also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting it on the stankiest part of your body? Them stinking balls! Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DEAR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with a free... I have messed up so many times on this episode. He's got it. It's gray. That's my wisdom. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DEAR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code DEAR, D-E-A-R. Your nuts will thank you. Next question. By the way, you can always submit your questions, Dear Kev at kevonstage.com. Without you, I have no show, okay? Hello, Mr. Fredericks. My government name? I've been dating this lady for 2 years now, and both of us are thinking about marriage, but she wants to take a break before we get together. Oh, my God. People don't use punctuation. Hello, Mr. Fredericks. I've been dating this lady for 2 years now, and both of us were thinking about getting marriage. Hello, Mr. Fredericks. I've been dating this lady for 2 years now, and both of us were thinking of marriage, but she wants to take a break. And before I got together, I was a male whore, and that side of me wants to take the break, but the adult side doesn't know how to approach this. You know, my wife tried to take a break with me before we got married. She tried to break up with me, actually. She's like, Kev, we need some time together. I mean, we need some time apart. And I was like, nah. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I need some time away from you. I was like, no. I will not allow it. I won't be with you. I'm going to leave you now, but I'm not going to leave you forever. And I did not respect her break. If you think you're going to have lascivious sex after this, you got to be honest with this lady. Say, hey, man, I was a male whore. Capital. If I break from you, the thing about breaks in serious relationships, you always run into the Wade problem. The Wade problem is Dwayne Wade had an outside baby when he was on a break with Gabrielle Union. When we were on a break, I just had me some raw sex. Boom, baby born. Now you got a whole nother person all up in your thing. The thing is, when y'all take breaks, both people don't play by the same rules. That's the thing. I don't want to have sex. You do. Now I want to know what you did when we was on the break. It's too much. You cannot do. So listen to me and take it from me. Breaks are bad. Either you stay together or you break up. No lukewarm, because then the whole middle is all what we did on a break. What you did, who you like, what's her name? It's too much. No break, Jake. Next question. Dear Kev, my big sister has been mad at me for as long as I can remember. One time I cursed at my mom and pointed at my sister. She got the switch. She called me fat, so I gave her the people's elbow. She crawled to the corner of the kitchen and sat in a fetal position crying. She was making Kool-Aid one day, and I tipped the stool she was standing on. She broke an arm, and the entire school called her Kool-Aid the whole year. It's hilarious. She moved the pile of snow while shoveling, so I hit her across the back of my shovel. I love my sister, but I don't know what to do. How do I finally get my sister on my side after 40 years alive? Ma'am, you don't love your sister. You're a terrible person. You're a bully. Why would you treat someone you love this way? She got to be the younger sister to you. And I'm the middle child, so I know what it's like. You don't. You lost this woman. 40 years of ravaging abuse, and you expect love after that? Nay, I say unto thee, nay. Don't even try to be her sister no more. What is it called when you don't want your parents to raise you anymore when you're young? Emancipating proclamation your sister. Give her freedom. You can't hold her in bondage of fake sisterly love. This is terrible. This is a terrible way to treat someone you claim to love, honor, respect, and cherish. No. But the answer is give her money. If you give her money, she'll come back. People are poor. I saw today on the news that one out of six millennials has $100,000 saved. And I was like, fam, who are y'all talking to? $100,000. You think one out of six millennials, which is what? 38 to 25 or something like that? 23 to 38 right now? Something like that? 1980 to 96? Them people do not have no $100,000 saved. Are you crazy? Who even have I don't even know probably three people that have $100,000 saved personally. I don't even know why I was thinking about that. Oh, yeah, being poor. Listen, that was terrible advice. This whole show is terrible advice. But you know what's not terrible? Do you know what is not terrible? Attitude sheets. They're amazing. I just got mine in the mail the other day, and they are so perfect. Oh. I mean, they're just like, You know when you go to somebody else's house, their sheets always be trash. And hotel sheets, they be great, but people need hotel size sheets at home, like the smooth and elegantness. And that's what Attitude is. Because me, when I wake up at night, it's always too hot and sweaty. And I thought it was my mattress or me, but no, it was my sheets. They were just regular Bed Bath & Beyond. And they weren't even put up nice. They were just placed on the ground at Bed Bath & Beyond. And it was like $6. And I was like, bet, why didn't y'all stock these? They were like, shut up, poor boy. Take these sheets. And I took them because they pushed me on the ground. But now I have Attitude sheets, and they stay nice and cool at night. And they're so soft. I've been getting the best sleep of my life. If you want to get the best sleep of your life, you got to try Attitude sheets. They're feathery soft. I got a whole pair. Matter of fact, my brother-in-law, Greg, he's behind the camera right now. I got two pair of Attitude sheets, and I put one on the air mattress, and they were so smooth, Greg forgot to wake up. He let my kids stay home from school. He was like, dang, cuz. I was like, what? He was like, man, the sheets. The sheets made the air mattress feel comfortable. He was like, Kev, I love you, man, but I don't deserve the sheets. And I was like, you do, Greg, and I love you too. And we're men. We can tell each other we love each other, and we mean it. Okay, why not try Attitude? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They even cover the cost of shipping on returns. Attitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but the price of cotton. You're going to love them. When you support our sponsors, you support our show. And right now, my listeners will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Just text STAGE to 64000. The only way to get 20% off your set of Attitude sheets and free shipping is to text STAGE 64000. Text STAGE to 64000. That's STAGE to 64000. Message and data rates apply. Shall we continue, Joshua?
We shall.
Yes, we can. Dear Kev, my baby's dad is getting out of prison soon. I'm happy for my daughter, who's 3, going on 4. Let me just stop you here. Every baby that is one age is going on the next age. Why do we have to take the time to tell us that they're going on? Everybody that's 3 is going on 4. From the moment you turn 3, you are going on to 4. The moment you turn 4, you're going on to 5. Why do we need to make that distinction? Nobody ever says, hey, Kim, 36 going on 37. Duh, we know. Stop it. I hate that. I'm happy for my daughter who is 3 years old because she misses her dad so much, but I'm dreading having to deal with him. He's problematic, and before he left the prison, we were together, but he had got another woman pregnant who was my friend at the time. I left him the day the child was born, the three-year-old child, because I was just done with him. Plus, we were already having a lot of problems beforehand. Things like domestic violence between the both of us. Well, more so me having to defend myself from him, which wasn't hard because he's 150 pounds and I'm 200 and something. I know, shut your boobs before coming for me. I didn't even say anything yet. You're fat shaming me, and that was a pre-fat shame. You said it wasn't hard to fit. I don't want to go there. It's just funny that you were like, yeah, it wasn't hard because he was a little baby. Anyway, so I wanted out anyways. Once he went to prison, it was just so much easier to leave him. I've been feeling really good at more peace since I left him. Now I want to go. I only now want to co-parent, but he's always talking about us working things out when I'd rather just co-parent because he disgusts the AF out of me. I've even told him to just come and talk to me about our daughter, but he doesn't want that. He always wants to be a co-parent, or he always wants to be cool with each other, which I get, but that part, but that's not the way he wants to be cool. It's as if he wants some type of control over me and just does not respect his boundaries. Kev, what's the best way to handle this once he gets out? First of all, let me ask you a clarifying question. What was the crime? I don't want to give advice to someone who's in jail for murder or racketeering or armed robbery or assault. If it's like money laundering or like jaywalking or suspended license, maybe. Also, more important, who do you think I am? This is real life advice. I don't know what to do with your baby's father who's leaving prison and wants to come back into the fold. You put too much faith in me. I'm not equipped to give you serious answers like how to co-parent with my father's child who was in prison. We had domestic violence. Ma'am, I'm an idiot. I cannot answer these real questions with real answers. You put too much trust in me. No, no, no. I cannot help you. Go to the Lord, go to a therapist, go to the people who flip the cards over and read you your stuff. What are people called? Psychics, tarot card readers. Don't come to me with serious business like this. I like saying dumb stuff and vulva and butt. I just want to make you laugh. I really can't help you in your life. I don't want this to be misconstrued. This is strictly for entertainment purposes. I don't want no smoke with your baby's father. Even if he is 150 pounds. Maybe he learned how to fight in prison. I don't want him to be like, oh, Kevon what? Kevon hands, bop, bop. Then he hits me and I can't defend myself. Because I'm too honored, but I don't be fighting like that. The Lord fights my battles. Amen? So to answer your question, I have no idea. Don't write me no more. Not people in general write me. Don't write me about things that serious. Please. Okay? That's enough advice for today. I want y'all to continue with this show. You have to send me questions. I'm picking up the mic and holding it so you know how serious I am. Send me questions. Dear Kev at KevOnStage.com. We'll be here every Friday on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, not on Apple Music, on Apple Podcasts and Android Podcasts and YouTube and Facebook. And here's a whole bunch of me messing up reading the questions for your viewing entertainment. That's enough. Kev, I'm living with a very serious illness that I've had. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very serious illness that had threatened my life. Has. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very serious illness that has threatened my life since I was little. It is a disease that limits my physical capabilities and hinders my endurance. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very silly.
I'm sorry.
Greg, this all you. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very serious. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very serious illness that has threatened. Has. Why did you put had? Okay. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very serious illness that has threatened my life since I was little. It is a disease that limits my physical capabilities and hinders my intimacy with women. The disease. Greg, for this episode, cut all those out and put them at the very end of the episode so people know that I'm just human. Dear Kev, I'm living with a very serious illness that has threatened my life since I was little. It is a disease that limits my physical.
You're all right. Let's go, huh? You're all right.
My lisp is acting up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.